Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and hear from Terry Ford from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Terry, appreciate the time joining us today.
What's up, Terry?
For Ravens and Packers.
No problem. I just want to hear more about the reach back.
Well, you know that, Terry. When you reach on out and then you pull it on back, that's when somebody's really going to do it. Like Ray J did a lot of that when he's singing. You can also see a lot of different guys from maybe the 60s and 70s. The Temptations are big reach on in guys, pull on in guys.
Yeah, pull them on in.
What are we seeing out of Za'Darius Smith? He's going to have his first opportunity to play against his former team tonight. What should Packer fans expect?
I guess I'm guessing he's going to. It's a preseason game and it's August, but I guess he should be jacked a little bit to come back to M&T Bank Stadium and play against a team that didn't want to offer him a big hefty contract. So I could see him being juiced a little bit and playing in Pettine's defense, which is kind of attacking a little bit like Wink Martindale. So maybe Za'Darius can get himself a sack and do a little dance and enjoy himself. They might see a little pumped up Za'Darius Smith, maybe.
Let's talk about Lamar Jackson, because that's the guy that everybody's going to be watching. I was just reading an SI piece that said he's added some muscle to his frame since last year and has looked good so far in training camp on the short to intermediate throws, maybe struggling a little bit on their longer throws. But this is going to be a different offense than what Joe Flacco ran with Greg Roman as offensive coordinator.
Absolutely. Fellas, the Lamar mania is just nuts here. I mean, there are media people keeping stats of Lamar playing catch with ball boys.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's nuts here.
I love it.
It's crazy. And you're right. You hit it on the head, though. All these people are talking about Lamar Jackson. I get asked all the time, so what's he going to do this year? Is he going to complete more passes? How's he going to play? And I'm like, why don't we wait and see what offense he's in? Because this offense is going to be totally different. Greg Roman has built this offense around Lamar Jackson's strengths and his skill set, which is what you should be doing. It's very smart. John Harbaugh even throws out it's going to be revolutionary and change the NFL. And you're not going to see that tonight. You're not going to see that offense in August. We won't see that offense until September against the Dolphins. So I'm very interested to see what kind of offense they're building around Lamar Jackson and his special skill set. But he looks more comfortable throwing the ball this year. And that's the one thing. Last year he got thrown in the middle of the season, and he wasn't comfortable, especially throwing the football from the pocket. So everything, he looks a lot just more comfortable. And that's really, to me, the number one thing you want from him.
Yeah, here's what I don't get, though. Are they planning on running him at least 10 to 12 times a game, I heard?
Leroy, I'm going to tell you something.
This is Gary.
That's what they're saying.
This is Gary.
And Leroy, you know this.
No, this is
coaches,
Gary.
Don't tell
this
the truth.
It's not Leroy. This is Gary, not Leroy.
Oh, sorry, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary,
yeah.
You know that's something coaches always talk about, right?
Right.
You can't really
right.
believe everything they say.
Right.
But I'm going to say this.
Say this.
Just me, the football fan, before a quarterback takes off and becomes a running back and leaves the protection of the pocket and runs up the field, the more you're opening yourself up to get hurt.
That's right.
And that is the big thing for me, and I've talked about it since last year, watching him run the ball 15, 20 times, is, yeah, he put on some muscle this year, about 10, 15 pounds or whatever, but he's still not – he's not Cam Newton, guys.
Right.
No,
and
good point.
So that's something that's not talked about enough. And, yeah, he might run smarter, but he's still a guy that wants to make plays with his legs. He's not looking to slide and run out of bounds. But if he's going to run, he's got to run smarter like a Russell Wilson. He can't think it's Louisville playing Duke.
Talking with Terry Ford, looking at the Baltimore Ravens here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Terry, I do want to talk about the big acquisition, Mark Ingram. I mean, what's he going to do for these guys? Because you're going to have to run the football, of course, but if they're going to run a lot of ride into side and misdirection stuff, talk about his acquisition coming over from New Orleans.
I like it if they use him like they used him in New Orleans. You know, he was 1A and 1B with Alvin Kamara. So Ingram wasn't toting the rock 20-plus times a game. He was getting, what, maybe 12 to 15 carries or touches. And, I mean, he was very good. He was averaging between, what, 4.7 and 5 yards a carry because I thought he used him in the right way. And if they use him here like that, and they've got, you know, a back from last year, Gus Edwards is going to get some totes, and they've got a young rookie fourth-round pick, Justice Hill, who's going to, you know, catch passes out of the backfield and, you know, get some runs or draws or in passing situations. So if Ingram is going to get 15 runs a game roughly or 17, I think he can be really productive for them. But I don't think you can ask him to be like a 20-plus carry guy. But using him the right way, I think he can really help.
Yeah, I think Justin Tucker is going to go through the same thing as Crosby. Do you want to keep your veteran kicker? But I want to go through the Earl Thomas acquisition. That seemed to be one of the – I didn't see a landing spot for him with Baltimore. It seemed to be they want to intensify their defense and kind of do what the Hall of Famer Ed Reed did, a safety that can roam around the middle field and deliver hits. How's he been able to come with the team?
Well, he's looked – I mean, the beginning he was still kind of breaking off the rust and he had a little bit of a limp going, but as training camp has gone on, he's looked a lot better. And, guys, you know, you've watched Earl Thomas. If Earl Thomas is 90% of what Earl Thomas has been, Earl Thomas is going to be fabulous for the Ravens. You know, the turnover game comes into play because Earl Thomas picks off passes. The Ravens had trouble with picking off passes last year. So, Thomas, here's the stat real quick. Earl Thomas played in four games last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would have led the Ravens in interceptions.
Wow.
Okay, so that's point one. Point two, what Earl Thomas does, now Tony Jefferson can play to Tony Jefferson's strengths. And Tony Jefferson is more of a come up in the run game and hit you in the face thumper. He's not a guy to play the pass. That's not his strength. He's more of a guy to come up to the line of scrimmage and play closer up to the line. So Earl Thomas will help Tony Jefferson play to his strength and not have to be back there helping out like Jefferson had to do with Eric Weddle last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Terry Ford of 105.7, The Fan out in Baltimore, here on The Fan in Milwaukee. Well, what about John Harbaugh and the job he's done? Obviously has a Super Bowl ring and all that fun stuff, but hasn't had that much success in the last couple of years with Flacco as his quarterback. Where is The Fan's patience level with Harbaugh?
Oh, wait a minute, real Terry, I want to follow up with Steve. That's a good question. Because wasn't he on the hot seat before they sent Flacco out and Lamar that transition? Wasn't he on the hot seat and all of a sudden they're in the playoffs?
Well, you guys hit it on the head right there. Going into last year, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti used to do this end-of-the-year press conference State of the Ravens thing. And going into last year, Bisciotti basically said he thought about firing Harbaugh after that season. Because the Ravens, and you guys kind of just, you know, you nailed it. After the Super Bowl, the Ravens have been a 500 team. And they only made the playoffs one time since winning the Super Bowl until last year. And the Ravens were rolling along at another mediocre 500 kind of clip, just like they had been, and then Joe Flacco gets hurt. And then Lamar Jackson comes in. And all of a sudden, this team goes on a heck of a run and makes the playoffs. I think that saved Harbaugh's job. I think, you know, you can only live on your Super Bowl for so long, guys. And when you're 500 for, what, 5 or 6 years, and you've only made the playoffs one time, you and your Super Bowl ring might be looking for a new job.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So really right now, depending on how they do with Lamar Jackson, I'm assuming this is a year or two deal, and if this Lamar Jackson experiment doesn't work or he can't stay healthy running this offense, then it's probably sayonara to both of them and they start over.
Yeah, they're tied together. They are linked. And if the Lamar Jackson era does not work out well, the Lamar Jackson experiment, whatever you want to call it, doesn't work, you know, Lamar and John will be leaving together. They'll be probably taking the same Uber. So, yeah.
That's a good one, Terry.
Terry Ford joining us here on The Fan in Milwaukee. He's from The Fan in Baltimore. Terry, appreciate the time, man, as always. And it should be a fun game, even though it'll be fun for about a quarter and a half.
Exactly. Then we can all go to sleep or drink. Absolutely.
I vote sleep.
Kind of guy. Terry Ford, thanks, man. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.